Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Eric.
Why don't your parents, please?
Good morning, Your Honor. Mark Singer from Saber Schlesinger Sachs and Goldstein on behalf of Langer.
Vincent Perone, appearing on behalf of the planning board of the Township of Bluefield, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Singer, this is your application.
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, this is a private writ action appealing a denial of application of my client, John DeSimone, Inc., for the construction of 42 townhouse units on property in Bloomfield. It's an arbitrary and capricious denial for several reasons. Namely, there were no variances sought by my client. They sought 42 townhouse units to be constructed in an RT zone, which is a residential townhouse zone, so it complied with the zoning of the property. The planning board's own, or the township's own, police, fire, and health agents all found that the application conformed and was completely proper. Yet, despite that, there was a denial of the application. One of the board members characterized the denial as being arbitrary and capricious. Himself, he was also an attorney with the planning board. There are really two issues that are presented before Your Honor in terms of the bases for the denial. Number one is a purported flooding issue, and number two is a purported traffic issue. And addressing the flooding issue first, the plaintiff complied and presented a plan for drainage that not only complied with DEP standards, which is actually the DEP has the exclusive jurisdiction on those flooding issues, but the plan itself was approved by the in-house and the outside engineers. Secondly, dealing with the traffic issues, there's no credible evidence in the record to support any traffic issues. The traffic analysis that was presented by the plaintiff in the record was proper, was never refuted, and in fact, the only evidence that's presented is evidence relating to a totally separate project. It's outside the record, and it's inappropriate under the standards applicable to be considered by the planning board in its determination.
Why don't I hear from Mr.
Okay.
I really appreciate that.
All right. There really isn't too much.
It seems like the board members base their opinions on sort of anecdotal information that they happen to know going on, like, well, I saw the street flooded one day.
Your Honor, this is...
There's no real testimony or evidence before them to base their opinion.
This property and abutting properties for the last 25 years have been the subject of a number of litigation in the Superior Court. As a matter of fact, there's an ongoing litigation with an abutting piece of property now for 123 units. There's been a history of flooding, whether that's caused by upstream problems or downstream problems. None of it was substantiated in the record.
You said it.
I mean, I take the record the way they give it to me, Your Honor. But if I could have nailed in my argument, I would have. But the bottom line is that with the proposed development and the development that's there now, an additional 42 units, the board felt, because of the history of the area, it would only exacerbate an already the flooding problem and a traffic problem, which was alluded to.
But isn't that the reason that the requirements for retention basins and things, that they have met the requirements? And isn't that really a DEP jurisdiction, not the town?
Your Honor, it's tough to argue against your own engineer and the, okay, and the engineers that they are, that they hired. But that's where they were coming from, based on personal experience, having lived in the area. And should point out, and Mr. Singer alluded to it in his brief, there were numerous objectors from budding properties. So I'm here.
Okay. All right.
All right.
This matter comes before me on a prerogative writ after denial of the site plan application for the planning board, the township of Bloomfield, for the development of a 42-unit townhouse project. It seems clear that this is a permitted, albeit conditional, use to the property at the and was actually being developed below the density allowed in that particular area. It appears that the applicant has provided all of and met all of the engineering requirements and concerns that the township had, and that the denial is based apparently on two elements, one being the traffic concerns that appear to have been reasonably addressed by the applicant, and the environmental factors, particularly flooding situation, which also appears to be reasonably addressed by the applicant, and which appears to be an issue that the environmental flooding area seems to be within the purview of the New Jersey DEP and their approval process as opposed to the township. Based on the fact that there appears to be no factual basis to support the denial of this particular application, no engineering testimony, no reports, nothing of a factual nature other than some anecdotal problems that the apparently some of the board members felt were appropriate, I find that the decision to deny the application was arbitrary and capricious and not based on the factual record presented. Based on that, I will grant the application that to be approved. I will remand the matter back to the board for purposes of setting any reasonable conditions as to that approval, subject to maintaining jurisdiction in the event there's a dispute or problem with regard to any attempt to circumvent the decision of this court by imposing some onerous restrictions. All right?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Perfect, Your Honor.
Do you submit a form of order?
I have an order. This is
was
order.
Submitted?
It has been submitted, Your Honor. Here's another copy. Here's a copy.
Do you have an extra copy?
Wait, maybe there's one in here. Don't. That's the only one
I brought. My clerk will find one in here, and we'll get one conformed. So we'll
thank you, Your Honor. I appreciate it.
All right?
Thank you, Your Honor. Have a nice
one. Take care.
Good afternoon, Mr. Brinson.